Welcome to Are You Happy in Your Heart? Stories that inspire happiness in everyday life. A new podcast coming at you live across the airwaves, hosted by me, Sarah Worlton. Scott Porter is a serial entrepreneur with more energy than the next guy. He is a CEO and founder of the award-winning San Diablos Artisan Churros. And he has brought deep pride happiness to people all over Utah for several years. He has a mind for business and a heart for service. And today, we sit down and discuss innovation during COVID-19, reminisce about being together on our first trip to Guatemala, and how we can always be happy in our hearts. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It is going so well.
Or maybe I should say masala chol.
Masala chol, salin chol.
Sa
us. China us. Scott, it is so wonderful
so
to be here.
And I feel like we need a little cowbell.
Yes, because
we just got to get this going with some serious cowbell energy.
Cowbell energy just is unlike any other. And I am so excited to sit down.
Me too.
We have lots of many things to discuss.
Yes.
And before we dive into reminiscing about Guatemala and the joy that has come from that, I want to just kick it more to more current time. So you are the owner and creator, mastermind, the energy behind San Diablos Churros. And in this midst of COVID-19, tell us what's been happening with your company in the past month or so.
Wow. Holy cow. It's only been a month. It feels like about 5 years.
It feels like
years.
It's been six. Yeah. And for those of you who have not had San Diablos Artisan Churros, fix that immediately. And Scott's going to tell you why and how.
That is right. It's funny, you know, I was reading this meme the other day. It was like 2020's a leap year. There's 29 days in February, 100 in March, and 3 years in April.
Yes.
That's what it feels like with the quarantine and COVID-19.
Yes.
And all of the madness that's going on. So
the internet is just going absolutely berserk.
Yeah, it's a really great time for memes right now.
They're the best I've ever seen. Between COVID and Tiger King, like, the internet is going to break.
So true. So true.
Oh,
well,
man.
It's been such a wild ride it's been almost exactly a month since the madness started.
Today's the 17th. So,
and
yeah.
So San Diablo, I don't know. It's very interesting. I feel like at the same time that there's been a lot, so much uncertainty, so much heaviness, and I think difficult, challenging times that everyone's experiencing, I also feel like constraints and challenges are fertile ground for innovation and creativity.
Yeah.
And we've felt that in great force at San Diablo. There's been so much going on, and we've had to reinvent ourselves and reimagine and readjust just to be able to survive so that hopefully we can thrive afterwards as well. So I think that San Diablo Artisan Churros is about 3.5 years old, and we started out at a small, it's not really a small, it's a quite a large, actually, harvest festival here in Utah called Corn Bellies.
And that's at Thanksgiving Point, right?
At Thanksgiving Point. And we started there, and then the whole intention was to then kick things off and then move into catering and special events.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what we've been doing for the past 3.5 years. About 3/4 of our revenue comes from the catering at weddings, parties, corporate events, where we do unlimited mini filled churros. So,
and what are they filled with, Scott?
They are filled with happiness, is what we say.
They're filled with joy.
I had my first fresh filled churros when I lived in Mexico years ago. I was an intern in Mexico City, and I thought it would just be irresponsible not to bring something this delicious to America.
You would be held accountable.
That's what I felt. And so I'm like, this
I have
needs...
now found a new avenue of my calling in life.
And so this, it was the right time and place about 3.5 years ago. And so we've been doing, over 2,500 events over that time. We have we're just barely getting into our traditional busy season right now, where we're doing, you know, between 20 and 30 events a week. So we in addition to the catering events, we also have a food truck and we do sales at fairs and festivals. But still, the vast majority of everything that we do is centered around, and all of our processes and operations are centered around catering. And so when the quarantine started about a month ago, about a week before, maybe 2 weeks before the quarantine was official here in Utah, we were starting to get some people that were postponing and canceling events a little bit. And then the quarantine started and everything canceled. It either canceled or was postponed through the end of May, and then many in June, and now we're also seeing some in July and August. And so
canceling
or postponing. But large scale events like Cinco de Mayo events, or
that happens to fall on a Taco Tuesday.
Exactly. I know, it's like all of the stars are aligning this year in wonderful and terrible ways. So
we are going to talk how Taco Tuesday will still live on.
Yes, it will. Nothing will stop the taco.
No.
Or the churro.
No.
Actually.
No. And tell us why.
And so that's what that's what I was. When we were the quarantine happened, it was pretty instant. We met in this room actually with our leadership team. You were there.
Yep.
And we talked about the brutal facts of, okay, business as we know it for the next 2 months is not going to exist.
Yep.
So what do we need to do to survive? First of all, before we even talk about business strategy, first of all, how is everyone doing?
And that is something that I really appreciated, that everything just was coming to a screeching halt, and it was still the, look at the line at the Costco, it's all the way out the door, guys.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
yeah,
it's still there.
Yeah.
But I appreciated you taking the time to see, how are you doing? How is your family doing? Before we dive into thinking outside the box, because the box has now been shattered. There is no box.
Right.
So I appreciated that little round table discussion.
Well, for me, the most important part of San Diablo is our team. The biggest asset that we have are the people that make the magic happen.
Right.
And so that's something that's very important to me, is just to make sure everyone is first and foremost, are you healthy, safe? What concerns do you have? Creating a safe space for people to express fears, anxieties, doubts, concerns, and let's just talk about it and be real.
Sure.
Because we're all feeling it to some degree. And so, and then like get it out. And then now let's talk about, well, what next? What's the plan?
What can we do? And I remember, sitting in this room during that conversation, and on my drive here, I had just gotten a job offer.
That's right.
And I was so excited about it, because now all of these things that were hanging over my head were now resolved.
Right.
And then 4 days later, that job offer got rescinded.
Right.
And so you just never know what comes next. You have to start strategizing. So my next question kind of goes into what you were talking about with that next, now what do we do?
Creative, right?
You know, as a businessman, not only in the classroom, but also in the real life sense, what advice would you give to other small business owners and San Diablo to not only stay afloat during all of this, but also to thrive?
Yeah, I think it's a great question that I think every single person is grappling with right now.
Yep.
And so the top of mind things that I am thinking about and, you know, keep me up and that we're talking with everyone about are several. One is, what resources do we have? So first of all, just taking a look, and just, it doesn't need to be exhaustive, but like as far as your assessment, but what do we have that we can utilize? Like, we've got an amazing team, number one resource, like brains, hard work, blood, sweat, tears, commitment, you know, creativity, everything. Like, how do we harness that? So the resource, what about financial resources? What about other resources of you know, collaborative business partners that we could talk to and bounce ideas off of, and what are you guys doing and how are you guys weathering this, and what, and so like taking an assessment of all of the resources that there are. The next would be, I would say, is finding the people that are like-minded and banding together, you know, exactly, literally what we've done with some of our creative ideas to keep us afloat and to keep things moving. And not only that, but so that's the next thing that I would say is creativity, is like looking at, and I mean, I can go into a couple of different examples of some of the things that we've done, but things like coming together with other business partners that are strategically aligned with our brand. We're working with Sobe Eats, like incredibly, like so much. I mean, we share a kitchen with them. They feed us all the time, which we're so happy about.
They are champions.
Their food's insane.
For those of you that need to check out Sobe Eats, these guys that make them are not only chefs, they're like magicians.
And artists. They're the coolest dudes ever.
Coolest dudes. Like, I was telling Victor the other day that I was kind of in, I don't know, I wasn't in like the greatest of mood, but I was looking at he and his brothers and you, and I said to him, if I was walking down a dark alley and I was going to, like, this band of like misfits was coming to attack me.
All these bald guys.
And I was saying, if I had any of you three, you four guys with me, no, you guys aren't attacking me. You guys are my bodyguards. I was like, if any like problem and that was happening and you guys were with me, I'm safe. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that goes along with collaborating and, you know, just having a similar mission, and, you know, you have the same perspective. Yep. There are people you can trust.
Totally.
You know, and that's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah.
That, you know, you meet them and you immediately trust them. And those are the people that are going to help weather the storm.
You agree? Absolutely. 100%. And they were like, literally, I was talking with Sal. I'm like, dude, what are we going to do? Let's do something together. It's like, awesome, let's do it. What do we do?
Yeah.
Let's create a, I don't know, quarantine survival kit. And then we're like, let's call Ethan. And Ethan's, you know, we've been partnering with Ethan at Thirst. He's just a, like, super incredible energy, incredibly hard worker.
Yeah.
Like this.
It's all that soda. I mean, that is a sugar hut.
Yeah, it is.
It's so great.
And they have, I mean, he has built such an incredible loyal following with a wonderful business that is always giving back and always abundance mentality. And that's what I love about the Sal, Victor, and Fernando at Sobe Eats, and about Ethan. And then we called, we're like, well, how could we make this kit like a whole kit of food and fun?
Yeah.
And so then my brother and I had done reverse charades years back. You were on some of the test groups.
Yes. So I still have the videos.
It's
on YouTube.
Like all full circle, right? You still have the videos. Yeah.
The videos are from my living room in Virginia.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those were amazing. What was there? There was like something with an airplane, wasn't
there?
No,
there was one called the card. So it was Rogaine.
Rogaine.
And without skipping a beat, so if you want to go check out this game, Reverse Charades, buy the game. You can also download the app. It's insane. I'm glad that you changed it from Reverse Charades. Was it Sederic at one point?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was Rogaine, and Mike Merrill immediately went like pushed his hair back
he was bald. Yeah.
I was doing the ta-da, and Veronica Schindler was pouring it on his head in a split second. We all just hit our pose and are like, Rogaine! It was hysterical. So thank you for adding that to the kids.
Yes. Well, and so I called Spin Master, who that we've sold the rights to them now, and I said, hey, we really want to do this. What do you guys think? This would be like, everyone's going to be stuck at home, wants to play games. So anyway, they ponied up and they've sent us hundreds of games to be able to include
amazing
in the kit. And so the kit has been a big success. People have loved to support local business and want to help everyone thrive. And it's really good food and a lot of fun. And we've thrown in like some coloring pages from San Diablo with the angel and devil for the kids. We have a roll of toilet paper that just, I know the new new currency. And so,
and the churros,
and of course the churros too. So it's been a big success and people really liked it, but we've morphed. Like now we're doing, in addition to like the kit, we're doing curbside delivery pickup. We're doing Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates. We're doing Chef Penzi. We're doing all of it.
Amazing.
And so we're there on a consistent basis, 4 days a week. We're at Thirst every Monday. Mm-hmm. It's just, so now we've really morphed from like catering into more of a retail type of situation. Yeah. Very big business shift for us. We've looked at, and what else can we offer? So we've, we, you know, typically for the summer months, we have our bacon wrapped churro dog. Mm-hmm. And so we've now introduced that earlier. We
served
do
with a defibrillator.
Exactly. Yes.
So
people
good.
Call it a 72 hour kit. They're like all the calories you need for 72
these
hours.
These bacon wrapped churro dogs is exactly what it is. It's bacon wrapped in a hot dog, wrapped in churro dough.
Deep fried.
Yeah. All of my Orange Theory coaches, I'm sorry. It's worth surviving. Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, and the Hey Grill Hey.
Yeah,
they've sauce.
The apple jalapeno and the whiskey peach, like ridiculous.
Like pumping into my veins.
Yeah, I know.
Like my diet after. So good. Anyway, so.
So we've done that. And then we've done like a take home kit where we freeze those dogs and then you just throw them in the oven and bake them. We've done take home kits, take and bake churro kits where we pre-make the churros in 6 minutes, you reheat them, you know, and then you fill them yourself. And those have been a big hit. We've gone into, we've catered drive-up parties, which are a thing now, and corporate gifting and drop-offs and, you know, all sorts of, we're doing gift cards and everything. So completely redesigning our offering. We are slowly rolling this out, but you can share this on here. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen up, listeners.
We just launched nationwide shipping.
Yay!
For our take and bake churro kits. And so,
cool.
And we've already had a couple of orders, but what was the impetus for all of that was my good friend Nate Checkitz at Roan Apparel started this brand alliance of all these brands that wanted to give back and make a difference and help support all of the relief efforts for the coronavirus and called Brands for Better. And so we applied and they let us in and we're like, okay, let's do national shipping now.
And here's what I love is I remember being in that little like stand up circle the wagons meeting. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then literally like a revolving door, like in and out there, the kitchen was full of packing stuff and the boxes and the cold packs and the styrofoam boxes. And you already had it down to how it was going to go. Like literally within just like a zip and a flash.
Well,
it'll be, that's so cool, you know?
And this is, well, that's nice of you. I mean, it's just kind of crazy, right? It's just,
it takes a long time to package.
I feel it does. Well, we need to refine.
But
that's the idea. And that's what I feel like there's a really unique opportunity happening right now for businesses and for everyone in our lives. Like we are given an opportunity to stop, pause, readjust, realign, experiment, try new things, try new habits, experiment. I feel like right now everything is a grand experiment and everyone is a lot more forgiving and understanding. It's like, and especially with business, I'm like, we've been talking about doing nationwide shipping for a year and a half, 2 years. We've been talking about doing a take and bake churro kit for that long, at least. Like all these things, it's like, well, enough talk. We got to get moving.
No better time
than now.
And
let's launch it tomorrow.
Right.
And so
I love that. And I think that's one of the beauties that I'm seeing with having everyone, everything is on pause. Take a step back, get back to your core, get back to your why, and do something that you've never done before, because now is a better time than any. If not now, then when? Because what is 6 months down the road going to look like?
We don't know.
We don't know. So,
no one does.
So I want to shift gears just a tad.
Yeah.
Go to San Diablo right now, listeners, because we're shifting gears now. So you and I were together on our very first trip to Guatemala in 2009.
Yes.
Very, very life-changing for both of us.
Yeah.
In ways that we could have never imagined or predicted.
Right.
Even years and years down the road. And it is there where we learned Masala Chol for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates to, as we both know, Are You Happy in Your Heart? That's the name of this podcast. That's something that a question...
Which I love, by the way. I just love that you've embraced that as like a life... I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no,
I just as like a life theme, you know,
yeah,
and theme and focus of this podcast, because that is a message that all of us need.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's such an interesting question. And what I found is, you know, churros make us happy. You know, new shoes make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
When pumpkin spice comes back, you know, it makes us happy.
Yeah.
Right? But at the end of the day, that may not make you happy. That's the happiness that's fleeting.
Yeah.
So being together for our first trip and learning what Masala Chol means for the first time, how has that experience changed you?
It has been like, it has transformed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that very first day we had received this like royal welcome, right? There were 89 of us, which I mean, I still can't even imagine that like
but
it was insane. Thank goodness
Ashley Dab and her bullhorn.
Oh my gosh. All of us on paddle. It was insane. I just remember every morning we would load up on like what, 7 cattle trucks?
At least
7 cattle trucks.
Yeah.
In the middle of this tropical, gorgeous jungle piece of heaven, like
that National Geographic just like popped just out of the pages and started to come alive.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. That energy that was there at that expedition. And the desire that we all had. But I remember, so we first got there, had no idea what to expect.
No
one did.
No.
And in each of the communities where on that very first day, we received this just royal welcome, right? Balloons,
insane.
Songs,
music,
scores of people, hundreds of people showing up in their best dress and we hadn't done anything.
We just showed up.
We were there. And we were obviously going to be there for a week, but we hadn't done anything. Anyway, I just being so moved by the love and acceptance, their efforts to welcome us and make us feel special. And it was just in like later that afternoon, I was in a ditch with Shalice.
Nice.
And
that's always a great way to start an afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I was in a ditch.
Yep. And we had, I mean, this was a dream of Sajonte in this community, mm-hmm. as you know, mm-hmm. to have the first secondary school
sure.
ever. So in these communities where we were, there was only up to the 6th grade education.
Right.
And then it was too cost prohibitive for them to send their kids out elsewhere,
right.
outside. And so they wanted to give them at least 3 more years of education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so because our group was coming with the capital that we were infusing, they were able to buy all the supplies necessary
yeah.
to construct the first secondary school.
Amazing.
It's still like, I remember about all of those details, it's like so humbling to me because you and I have both been
yeah.
back multiple times.
Yep.
And now we've met kids that have graduated from that school and that kids have gone on to college, kids have gone on to university, kids have gone on to continue to develop and grow and gain stronger and stronger educations, which will help pull themselves out of poverty.
Right.
So the lasting generational effects are so powerful and so profound to me. So before all of that started, as you remember,
yeah.
that orange dirt in this area does not come out of clothing.
Everything or your
forever.
Skin.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's seriously like it's probably like kind of like a self tanner, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
if you.
It
is intense.
The tanning lotion.
It's intense. But I remember we had just started digging the foundation for this school, and Shalice and I were just reflecting on the events of that morning and the welcome that we
yeah.
were talking about, and Shalice said something to me that's like changed my paradigm. She just leaned over and she said, you know what? And we're like, seriously, we're just digging.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I think we're the service project here.
Hmm.
I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, that's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
And I think for me in that moment, everything shifted. My mindset about my place in the world, powerful. About our place in the world. I think so many times we think we have the answers. We do things right. We have the education. Right. We have the resources. Fill in the blank. I mean, all yeah. this stuff yeah, yeah. that we think, not only that, but we think, oh, we're being so giving and benevolent and we're like going down and helping, you know?
Yeah.
And in that moment, within hours of being in this, the most beautiful environment ever, being touched by the beautiful Kekchi people mm. and this whole mindset of, are you happy in your heart? Like right. that is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like that's what they say instead of like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know,
exactly.
like it's,
yep.
are you happy in your heart? And maybe they don't always think about it every time they say it anymore because it's so common. But when you're first learning it, like for us that are coming as guests into their lives and culture, it is poignant.
Yeah.
Because that's the question of the of our lives. Well, and something we should be asking ourselves every day.
What are you from, doing
like,
that lasts?
Yeah, and what are you happy in your heart? Like, what is making your heart happy? And I think that that's what's so beautiful about this quarantine and this quarantine time that's made the entire world pause,
quite literally,
stop, and
look
reprioritize.
Inward. Mm-hmm.
Look inward. Are you happy in your heart? And so it's changed my perspective on life that I remember when Shalice asked me that we started talking for a long time about the fact that there's so much that we needed to learn from them.
Oh my. Yes.
And not just like we're giving certain things. Sure. They can learn from us too, but this is I feel I've gained so much richness in my life from some of the most, financially and economically challenged
yeah.
friends that I have all over the world
yeah.
because they are happy in their hearts. And where we oftentimes lose sight of what's most important, things like family, relationships,
mm-hmm. conversation,
giving, time with each other,
mm-hmm.
All of the things that ironically we are being forced to do right now, which is so wonderful in a lot of ways. If there's
yeah.
any silver lining to all of the sadness and destruction and devastation that the entire world is feeling
all
and will be feeling for
a long time.
The shift that I think and I hope that me and all of us learn from this and the silver lining is the importance of reprioritizing and,
yeah.
and like going on a bike ride with your kids or like calling those friends that you haven't heard from in a while. How are you doing?
Or last night, my high school choir, show choir that I was in, we had a reunion over Zoom.
That's so awesome.
It was the most therapeutic 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
That I've had in
wow.
the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, when would we
wow.
ever have even thought to do that or taken the time to do that? Everyone was home. Everyone has the internet. Here's the link. Here we go. Our choir teacher was there.
Yeah.
And it was like remembering such, like,
yeah.
I laughed until
yeah.
I cried.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
cried
yeah.
until I laughed. Like, it was so
yeah.
amazing. And what's funny is what you were saying is we have this grand welcome of people when we go and when we went into that village, just
yeah.
feeling like, wait, what is happening here?
Right.
You know,
and
like,
how are we deserving of this at all? Right.
And they planned this. They were anticipating
right.
this. And they asked this question instead of saying, hola, ¿cómo estás? They're like, hey, Scott, are you happy in your heart?
Yeah.
Are you okay? What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Because you're my brother.
Right.
And
yeah.
you see them playing with their family and
yeah.
having those priorities that we are now readjusting and realigning.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a beautiful thing.
Well, and just the importance of that human connection.
It's
That's what
everything.
I've learned. Like, it's very interesting. And you've been in Nepal as well with Choice,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And I mean, it's so fascinating to me, this like namaste mentality
sure.
that is reflected in cultures all over the world where people speak very different languages, eat different foods, and have different customs, but yet we're all more the same than we are different. And like the divine in you recognizing the divine in me, which is, you know, the rough translation of namaste, is really exactly the same thing as masala chol. It's I care about you. Are someone special. You are divinity in front of me.
Yes.
And so how do I honor that? And I, like, are you okay? Are you happy in your heart? Like, it's this real human deep connection of care. You asked me how that's changed me. I mean, it's completely, it's a reminder I constantly need. That's why I have like memorabilia from like photos and different things that remind me of like.
Yes, we have this lovely photo on our desk to inspire us. And it even says Masala Chol.
Yeah. Jenny Baird gave that to me, who's been on many expeditions with us too. And it's just, it's something that changes you because, and it's changed the way that I've done business.
Yeah.
It's changed the way that I try to live my life. I'm not perfect at this, but,
nobody's perfect, but we all try,
but we're trying. And I think now's an opportunity for us to even regroup more than we have before as a society and connect, even though we are socially distant, appropriately socially distant, but we're connecting like for 2.5 hours with people that you hadn't talked to in your choir in 20 years.
Amazing.
And so I think that, I mean, yeah. What did, I mean, it's how just, that had to have felt amazing to just was, like connect in a meaningful way.
It was such an amazing thing because we always think what's next? Progression, move forward, innovation, move forward. This is the next best team. This is the next best Netflix show. This is the forward.
Yeah.
And before I moved back from Colorado in earlier this year, I knew that my theme for 2020, before any of this happened, my theme was go back.
Mm.
Those words just popped into my head and it was very clear to me that is the focus point of your 2020. Go back. Not necessarily go backwards, but go back to your core. Go back to what matters most. Go back to your roots. Literally, I went back to the house I grew up in. And now that my life is kind of on hold, just like everyone else's, in a very kind of uncomfortable way, it's not moving forward at the pace or at the expectation that we're expecting it to or that we're comfortable with. So what do you do instead? You go back to your memories. And you remember stuff like Guatemala, stuff like going through New Year's Eve in Vienna, going back to my high school choir, I wore my high school choir dress for this call. Like I literally went back. That's and it hilarious. Was a reminder. And I think when we do that, we're reminded of what makes us happy in our heart.
Yeah.
People and memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my next question, I think you've kind of mentioned this. Meaning happy in your heart, and how has that really shaped your business model and your daily interactions with San Diablo?
So it's actually been really transformative with what I'm doing in business. So at the same time that I've been developing San Diablo, I teach, train, and consult on like culture and brand experience and how to create breakthrough culture internally, how to create breakthrough brand experiences that really drive you to be able to thrive as a business or organization. And so it has been, it is all about the rehumanizing of the business experience that all of us have. All of us are customers like thousands of times a day, whether we think about it or not. Like all the brands that you and I are wearing, that we're looking at, wherever we happen to be, we're all developing feelings and thoughts about those brands and make decisions based on what we feel. Because of that, I feel that business can change the world. Because if businesses cared more about every possible touch point of interaction with their customers, they can lift levels of happiness, they can help people be more happy in their heart, on a constant basis. And if we care about everything from the packaging to the way we sound over the phone to like what our website looks like to what the physical interaction is or isn't based on social distancing, you know, like mm-hmm. how do we, what does a cowbell do, you know,
when makes you want more of it.
It really does. It's amazing. And so all of those little things make a dramatic impact in helping create an experience that makes people happy in their heart.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the more business leaders that embrace the rehumanizing of mm-hmm. their brand experience and their culture, treat their team as humans and people that are part of the, you know, the great whole that you're of the impact that you're trying to have on the world, then you'll be wildly successful.
Yeah.
And so it's been instrumental in everything from like,
yeah,
from the, yeah, everything that we've been talking about. So like the interaction, the, how we talk about things with, on when we're there in person, how we describe things. We talk about like the I in Diablo in is one of our company values is interaction, not transaction.
Yeah.
We have too much of transaction in the world. Yeah. And even more, what's also amazing right now is that everyone is starving for real human connection.
Yeah.
Starving for it more than ever. And so if businesses can create that, like, I care about you as a human, mm-hmm. then they will not only weather this storm of however long this storm is, but then they will be business principles that will help them continue to thrive for the rest of their lives.
The two words that come to mind during all of this is creating something that's sustainable and memorable.
Mm, totally.
And I think that's the core of Are You Happy in Your Heart?
Yeah.
And the experience that we had in Guatemala together.
Yeah.
And the things that we're going back to is, and the things that we're trying to create,
yeah.
happiness in your heart is memorable and it's sustainable. It's mean it's going to last forever. I mean, how long has it been since we rode into that village for that first time? 11 years.
I know.
And it's still
seared.
Absolutely seared in the heart. Tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am literally, the things that I have done since that one decision that I made to say yes. I remember calling up our dear friend Tyler DeLang, and I was like, dude, I'm coming. I've had a change of heart. And he was like, ha, 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 I knew it. And then from saying yes and the things that I've been able to do and where I've been able to go and the people that I've been able to meet and this podcast and I could go on and on and on and on. I can stem back to that one decision. Mm. And that's truly, truly happy in my heart. Mm. So here's a fun question for you, Mr.
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah.
If you could meet your 16-year-old self on the street, what advice would you give him?
Among many things, one of the things I would say is just like go for it.
Mm.
Go for it all out and with all of the divine confidence in your eternal mission in life and just go with all the knowledge that God is going to be behind you, with all the knowledge that if things don't work out, what you think work out looks like, like just move forward and seek to feel and do whatever it takes to know what your unique contribution is to the world. Try and make that happen without any hesitation or fear.
Yeah.
And I think the words that continue to ring true to me now are just this divine confidence that I think every teenager needs.
Yep.
And every adult as well needs, you know,
just stretch that out like, to human.
Totally. Yeah. Every person needs to feel a divine confidence that, and cause it's something that I truly believe with all of my heart is that everyone has, a unique contribution to make to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? Like each one of us are blessed with gifts and talents and weaknesses and strengths and obstacles and and opportunities. And we're blessed with that for a reason. We are to step into that majesty of our divine potential.
Yeah.
And the sooner that we recognize that and that we remember that
and not be afraid of it.
Exactly. And move forward with that divine confidence, then we will not only feel make a difference in the world, but feel truly happy in our heart. That is the fulfillment of, when you're moving on that path, that's where you're fulfilling your calling in life, mission, your God-given potential.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. And when you realize that, and I think as you get older, you need to keep learning it and you need to
always remember it.
And because it's when you're 16 or when you're 36, it might mean something different because of
100% all the life experiences.
We are the sum total of our experiences.
Yeah.
There's this phrase, this Kekchi phrase, in Lakesh, which I am because you are, and I love that with all of the people that I've been able to meet and the happiness in my heart. It's like, I'm looking at this screen last night of people that I haven't seen in 20 years or people that I just known for such a long time, or even the people we saw in Guatemala, the Kekchi is working with them. There was something that connected me to them. Like something that you just can't describe. It's like, I either knew you from a different life or our spirits are really in sync today, and that's just, it's just special. Incredible.
Very special.
Because of this experience, being a business owner during COVID-19, please fill in the blank. Happiness is what?
I mean, the first word that came to my mind is like creativity and persistence.
Cool. I like that. And
I guess those are two words. I said,
creativity, persistence. I like that. And last question, because of this experience, please fill in the blank. Happiness is not
giving up.
Why?
Because we're not here to give up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we are here in life. Life's tough. Life's been tough for everyone, all the time. Yeah. Since the beginning of time.
Not just during life's coronavirus. It will continue to be tough.
Exactly. And it's going to be even more tough. And we have these aftershocks of earthquakes.
It's
and
buckle
okay,
up.
If you just think that quarantine's tough, imagine quarantine with no house.
No internet.
Or which some people are having in America where there's have been natural disasters recently. It's or no internet or whatever. I mean, fill in the blank with...
No churros.
You can imagine.
No, but that's giving up.
And people, life is to be enjoyed and not just endured.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How do we enjoy life despite or in light of all of the challenges?
Yeah. And something that's helped me is, because this has been really tough, and I've loved, helping out at San Diablo.
Yeah, it's been so awesome.
It's been so much fun because it's...
And you're such a natural.
Poor cowbell. I mean, it's so fun. And, there's been days that I'm like, I wish I could have just had my job that I was offered. And because of this, because of that. And it's all about employee engagement and culture shift.
Totally.
All of the things you were talking about. Yeah. I'm just like, right up my alley. But for right now, that's not what's happening. And you can't give up, like you said. And something that has helped me not give up and is by focusing outward. And I think that's why the innovation and the collaborating with Sobe Eats and with Thirst and Hey Girl Hey, the reason why it's working is because you're focusing on someone else. How can we collaborate these awesome flavors together? At the end of the day, everybody wins.
Totally.
Focusing
on...
Focusing on making someone else's day a little bit brighter. Yeah, I love that.
And you do... I mean, it's so fun. It really is one of my absolute favorite things about San Diablo is... we'll either see it in the moment in that interaction of people getting churros or with what they write on a review, on Facebook, Google, or Yelp. And my favorite thing is they're like, the churros were insane. They're so amazing, but
better than Disneyland.
Or whatever they say. But then they're like, but their team was super awesome and really friendly. And I love it when they mention our team. And that's what's been really fun.
Yeah.
To even watch you, What you're like, hey, how can we help you? You know, like, you need some deep fried happiness today. And just always, like, literally in that moment. And that's why I started San Diablo, is because it is simply a vehicle for us to bring happiness to people's lives. If yeah. for in that moment, they're just like a bright spark in their day. Maybe they've had a really terrible day. Maybe yeah. something really bad is happening. Or maybe there's a coronavirus quarantine going on.
Or maybe
on.
Their
I don't
job
know.
Got taken away. Or they couldn't go to Peru. But you know what? I need 3 coconut cream filled churros stat.
Right?
And what happens is, I mean, let's be honest, Scott. Those churros can sell themselves.
I don't know.
But what people remember is the interaction.
Totally.
The churro is just the little vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
To drive that human interaction.
And it's the same with anything that we do.
Yeah.
Like, that's what business can be, or whatever we're involved in can
be.
Our lives can be a vehicle to bringing happiness to someone else. Whether we're selling cars, or, you know, or we mow lawns, or whatever it is that we do,
yeah.
or we run a multi-billion dollar software company. If it is a vehicle to helping people lead happier and to feel special and important, and to feel that, like we said, that divinity mm-hmm. That each of us have, and that happiness. And if our companies are making people happy in their heart,
then you're a successful company.
Yep.
And that's why I love sharing this message with organizations, is taking this, I'm pointing at this very beautiful picture and moments like this that we had with, like, literally this picture, this kind of like the coronavirus, meaning that the world stopped and this was the only thing that mattered. You know, there wasn't a ball game to go to. There wasn't a like work meeting to go to. It was all in this moment. It's like forcing us, or inviting us, creating kind of a backdrop to be present,
yeah.
you know, to bring over and say, yeah, we might be like in our own little world, and like, I'm wearing my sweats for the 3rd day in a row, but you know what? We're sitting at this table having a conversation, creating a memory,
yeah.
and creating something that's sustainable.
Yeah.
I love it.
Totally.
Should we ring the cowbell
yeah,
one more time?
Yeah, it must happen, I believe.
Sorry if that's loud. Okay, I'm sorry, not sorry. This has been joyful.
Wow.
Thank you.
So awesome.
Scott.
Such a great time to thank you for asking me. It's
yes.
so helpful to reflect and mm-hmm. remember those moments that have really been kind of touchstone, you know, moments in your life, defining moments, you know?
And how they really can, like, come full circle and remember them at the times that you need to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because this is a really funky time,
yeah,
you know? And yeah. just having, like, you as a good friend and your company and doing every little bit I can to, like, help it stay sustainable and is...
I'm so grateful, yeah, thank you.
A lot of fun. It's just been a lot of fun. So that is all the time that we have. More cowbell, and thank you so much for joining me, Scott. And
you
can find
wonderful.
San Diablo on sandiablo.com, social media, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And
sandiablochurros.com.
San Diablo.
It's okay. They'll search it.
It's
there's
right.
like
you can
nothing
search
else
it.
Named San Diablo except a mountain in California.
Oh,
and
don't
a,
go to
and
the mountain
a, and a club in Tijuana. But other than
oh,
that,
oh, have
yeah.
you been there?
No.
Damn.
No, someday.
someday you'll serve churros there.
Exactly.
And you'll take over the world. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. You've been listening to Are You Happy in Your Heart? Stories that inspire happiness in everyday life. You can listen, like, love, and subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, and, of course, sarahjbrolton.com. And until next time, amigos, namaste, go in peace.